The Rebbe's opinion regarding moving to and visiting Eretz Yisrael. In a previous lesson on this subject, we discussed the topic of whether there is an obligation or mitzvah to visit Eretz Yisrael, and concluded that while no such obligation exists, some poskim write that there is a mitzvah involved in doing so, as one who walks 4 amos in Eretz Yisrael merits a portion of the world to come, and is guaranteed to receive it. However, we stated that this only applies if one travels to Eretz Yisrael for the sake of fulfilling this mitzvah. However, one who travels for tourism purposes, it is questionable whether a mitzvah applies. In this lesson, we will discuss the Rebbe's perspective and directives that he would give his followers and those who would ask his advice on this matter of visiting Eretz Yisrael. So in general, it is well known that the Rebbe was opposed to the campaign of the Jewish Agency of encouraging every Jew from leaving the diaspora and making aliyah to live in Israel. This was due to several factors and is beyond the scope of this lesson. However, one of those mitigating factors are relevant for our discussion of visiting Eretz Yisrael, and that is as follows. One of the reasons that the Rebbe negated all people just getting up and moving to Eretz Yisrael is the fact that the Poskim rule that one must be more careful in his religious observance when he lives in Eretz Yisrael, and that if he will not be more careful, then he is not to travel. So was ruled in the Tosfos Subis 110b in the Tashbetz Katan 559, and is likewise recorded in the Igros Moshe, stating that one must take this into account. This perspective of the Rebbe was printed in Likutei Sichos, Volume 2, page 619. Accordingly, the Rebbe stated on a number of occasions that one must have a spiritual visa from God to be allowed to visit Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe in various places stated as follows, that just as to any other country, you must get a visa from that governing agency before you enter that country, all the more so Eretz Yisrael, which is the palace and land of God, you must receive, so to say, spiritual permission and a spiritual visa to enter Eretz Yisrael, even for visitation purposes. Practically, this means that if he is of proper spiritual stature and observance, then he's allowed to enter. And if not, then it's better that he not go. Accordingly, the Rebbe thus directed individuals who plan to visit Eretz Yisrael that they should add in their observance of Torah mitzvahs while they are there, and that this addition should be done daily during their stay. The Rebbe stated that dwelling in Eretz Yisrael is a great responsibility, and that in Eretz Yisrael there is a much stronger evil inclination which challenge people in their religious observance. And it is unclear if people who successfully overcome their inclination in the diaspora will be also successful in doing so in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, since the holiness of Eretz Yisrael is the greatest of all the lands, so too the corresponding and counter aspect of klipa of unholiness is also greater there. This concept is supported in other Svarim, in which is written that there's a greater evil inclination of Sinas Chinam and Machlaikis in Eretz Yisrael than there are in other areas of the world, which can unfortunately explain the very high political fever and tension that exists in the country. The Rebbe also stated that a sin in Eretz Yisrael is viewed by God a lot more severe than a sin transgressed in the diaspora. As in Eretz Yisrael, it's considered the palace of God, and one who sins in the palace of God, it's considered a lot more of an affront to him than one who does so outside in his own home. Regarding people who visit for tourism purposes, the Rebbe discouraged people from traveling to Eretz Yisrael simply for the sake of tourism and as a tourist attraction, being that it's the palace of the king, and therefore one should only visit it if doing so will add in one's holiness and fear of heaven. Meaning that his purpose in traveling to Eretz Yisrael should be one involving God and not one simply involving a vacation and tourism. Obviously, it's possible to co-relate the two and tour the land of Israel and its holy sites for the sake of attaching oneself more to God. And hence, it's not necessarily a contradiction. In one letter, the Rebbe discouraged an individual from visiting Eretz Yisrael due to the lack of foreseen benefits of such travels, and also due to the fact that he planned on staying in Eretz Yisrael for several months. The Rebbe was of the opinion, as we will discuss in a further lesson, that one who stays in Eretz Yisrael for 30 days or longer enters into the halacha question of whether he's allowed to leave. As officially, a person who dwells in Eretz Yisrael may not leave Eretz Yisrael unless he has a halachically justifiable reason. All in all, to summarize the Rebbe's opinion, While certainly the Rebbe was not against people living in Eretz Yisrael or people visiting Eretz Yisrael, and the Rebbe himself sent shluchim to Eretz Yisrael, both to live and to visit, nonetheless, the Rebbe was very careful that this be done only for the right reasons and that the proper spiritual and Torah observance be kept while there in order not to defile and contaminate the land. And therefore, a prerequisite for any visitation to Eretz Yisrael for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of visiting Eretz Yisrael, as we discussed, must come with a prerequisite of greater Torah observance and guarding of the detailed laws, with a stronger will to fight his evil inclination while there in the Holy Land. One who foresees that he will not be able to do so, and on the contrary, he will fall to his evil inclination there, then it's better that he not go. He should rather use his money for charity purposes. Accordingly, the question is raised as to whether all the different birthright groups, which take college-age students from all over the world to Eretz Yisrael, is indeed a proper thing to do. On the one hand, as has been seen, many actually strengthen their religious observance as a result of these visitations. And hence, while they don't necessarily come for the sake of being more godly or spiritual or religious, that ends up being a result for at least some of them. Certainly, if the program is being run by individuals who permeate the schedule with religious activity and observance and perspective and classes, then on the contrary, this trip is a unique opportunity for them to use their visitation to Eretz Yisrael to strengthen their Jewish soul and religious observance. And the Rebbe's directives in this case refer more to the individual, that each individual who sincerely wants to know whether he should visit Eretz Yisrael should only do so if, to begin with, he plans on strengthening his religious observance while there, as we explained. Mirtz Hashem, in part 3 of this lesson, we will discuss further various details relating to visiting Eretz Yisrael, including the various halachic matters that one needs to be careful in during his visitation, as well as the halachic leniencies associated with visiting Eretz Yisrael and the mitzvahs fulfilled upon doing so.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.